Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and it's great to have you with us on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And for those of you listening during your vacation travel, we hope you're doing okay out there. Let's get started. On Sunday, 77-year-old former New York mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg announced that he was running for president.
If President Trump wins another term in office, we may never recover from the damage that he can do. The stakes could not be higher. We must win this election, and we must begin rebuilding America by investing here at home and restoring our nation's credibility and moral leadership abroad.
Bloomberg is already showing what a candidate with an estimated $54 billion net worth can do. And this week alone, Bloomberg will spend $31 million on television ads.
Mike Bloomberg for president, jobs creator, leader, problem solver.
But what sets Bloomberg's campaign apart from those run by fellow billionaires like Tom Steyer and Donald Trump is that he also happens to be the owner of Bloomberg News, which is one of the largest news organizations in the country. The outlet is home to a network of 2,700 journalists and analysts. Within the Bloomberg News Network, the former mayor's presidential run has inspired a great deal of tension. In a memo sent to staffers earlier this week, Bloomberg's editor-in-chief John Micklethwaite wrote that the company will, quote, continue our tradition of not investigating Mike and his family and foundation, and we will extend the same policy to his rivals in the Democratic primaries. Here's Bloomberg in 2018 speaking with Radio Iowa about how Bloomberg News might cover his campaign.
We've always had a policy of we don't cover ourselves. I happen to believe in my heart of hearts, you can't be independent and nobody's going to believe that you're independent. And quite honestly, I don't want all the reporters I'm paying to write a bad story about me. I don't want them to be independent. So you're going to have to do something.
But independence is at the core of journalism, and whether Bloomberg's editorial staff is making the right call in its 2020 coverage is where we begin today. Here to discuss what Mike Bloomberg's run means for his media company, Bloomberg News, are Paul Fahrey, staff writer and reporter for The Washington Post, and Dan Kennedy, associate professor of journalism at Northeastern University and a media critic contributor at WGBH in Boston. Paul, Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tanzina.
Thank you.
Paul, Bloomberg editor-in-chief John Micklethwaite made a decision not to investigate Michael Bloomberg, which is a continuation of past policy. Will this hurt the company's ability to effectively and thoroughly cover the presidential race because they're only covering President Trump?
I think it's hard to make the argument that this is the full and complete coverage of the campaign. Bloomberg News is a very good news organization, and this just handcuffs them from doing what reporters have to do to cover a national political campaign. It has perplexed, to use a nice word, the journalists over at Bloomberg. They don't know exactly where this leaves them. And I'd have to say that any news organization facing this, the journalists would have a big problem with it.
Dan, Micklethwaite said that if Bloomberg becomes the nominee, the Bloomberg News outlet would have to reassess, now quoting here, how to cover him. What do you think that reassessment could look like, and why not reassess right now when he's a candidate?
Well, reassessing right now would be a very good move. What I hope, and I have no evidence for this, but I think it would be a fairly decent outcome, is that Bloomberg himself is kind of dipping his toe in the water of a presidential campaign at this point. It's very much a long shot, but if he really starts to gain traction and seems to be on his way to being a serious contender for the nomination, my hope is that he would reassess and perhaps put Bloomberg News in a blind trust, or maybe even sell it as quickly as he can in order to end this really difficult conflict of interest.
The union at Bloomberg News released a statement on Twitter on Monday saying that they were, quote, extremely alarmed by management's decision to what they're calling silence journalists. Paul, you work for The Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos and who owns Amazon. And then The Washington Post continues to report on Amazon. I've worked for The New York Times that had to report on itself and everything from earnings reports to deeper issues here. I mean, is this really a silencing of journalists? Are there other organizations that are doing that have this sort of line in the sand?
Well, let me tell you about how the Washington Post covers Jeff Bezos. And the answer is aggressively, with really no holds barred. We are not ordered not to write certain things about him. We can write pretty much what we want. And when we have any discussion of Amazon, we disclose that. In Bloomberg case, they have always had this weird policy of not reporting on their owner's wealth, his his personal life, his family stories, and they're continuing that. More importantly, they're extending, as Micklethwaite said in his memo, they're extending that to other Democratic candidates. So what you have now is, we're not going to cover those aspects of Bloomberg. We're not going to cover those aspects of his rivals for the Democratic nomination. At the same time, they are going to continue investigating those aspects of President Trump. So you have this very unlevel playing field now. No Democrats, no enterprise stories about Democrats, including Bloomberg, but will continue to look into the president. It just looks unfair.
And it's all, I mean, Bloomberg and Donald Trump, Bloomberg has clearly gunned for Donald Trump in his statements. This is why he's running. It just presents, I think, for political reporters, Dan, and I'm curious your thoughts here, what position this puts the political reporters in, to Paul's point, who won't be able to report on any of these Democratic candidates. And what do you end up doing with those folks?
I think that you try to keep them from resigning and taking jobs at the New York Times and the Washington Post. It's an incredibly difficult situation. It's completely untenable. And what happens if Bloomberg does somehow manage to win the nomination? At that point, does Bloomberg News say, oh, and by the way, we're not going to do any investigative pieces about President Trump either, because since we're not going to do that about Bloomberg, we don't want to do it about his rival. This is one of the weirder and more disturbing things I've heard about a news organization doing in quite some time.
Paul, we've also learned that several members of Bloomberg's editorial staff are temporarily leaving their positions to work on Bloomberg's campaign. Is this within the regular scope of an editorial staff member's job? And just to be clear, these are not news reporters who are out working beats, but these are the folks who work, on opinion and editorial content. But even with that, I mean, has there ever been a precedent for this, Paul?
No, there's no precedent for this. The closest I could think of was Steve Forbes, who was the editor and basically the owner of Forbes magazine back in 1996 when he ran for president, for a Republican nomination at least. And, but Bloomberg News is not Forbes magazine. Forbes magazine is what came out every 2 weeks. It was a magazine. Bloomberg has TV, it has radio, it has an online presence. It's a huge news organization and many, many readers. The editorial side thing is really weird. It's one thing to close down any kind of editorials about the campaign, any unsigned editorials, they are stopping that completely. But now you have seven members of the editorial board, including the top two editors, joining his campaign. That presents its own kind of suspicious cloud of journalistic malpractice, or at least, suspicion around Bloomberg, which is his operation, an extension of his campaign. And in this case, yes, it is. These people are joining his campaign. They are there to promote Bloomberg's candidacy.
Dan, what are some of the fears of having a candidate running for president like Bloomberg, who also owns a multinational media organization, to Paul's point, which is not just, you know, a printed magazine. I mean, this is television. This is beyond that. So what are some of the concerns here?
Well, it seems like it's a ratcheting up of what we've seen in recent years to some extent, because although candidate Trump did not have his own news organization behind him, nevertheless, he was essentially a creation of the media through his participation in the Apprentice all those years, and this seems to be really the next step. Now, in terms of covering national politics, Bloomberg News is really a niche player, and the idea that they could make or break any candidate is fairly unlikely. But indeed, what happens if we go down the line and Jeff Bezos, Paul's ultimate boss, decides to run for president? As Paul correctly points out, Bezos has been very good about letting the Washington Post cover his interests without fear or favor. But you could see that if he ran for president, it might be a very different sort of situation. Maybe Bezos would give the same edict and say, you can cover me any way you want, but I don't know whether the public would believe that. And unfortunately, they would be able to point to this Bloomberg situation as a precedent.
Paul, doesn't Mike Bloomberg really ultimately, I mean, he owns the company, it's his brainchild. Doesn't he have the right to say, look, you know, these are my rules, my company, my organization, you know, to play by the rules, or you can walk?
Sure, he certainly does. Every owner does, and every owner imposes some rules on its newsroom. But in this case, it creates perception, and his readers, his viewers, his listeners of Bloomberg News are going to be asking the question, am I getting the straight goods from them? Can I trust them as a news organization? And I want to take exception to something that Dan just said. They are a niche player. They are strong in financial news. Their terminals go into every stock trading and financial firm in America and around the world. But what we don't know in this case is what won't be reported because of these policies that they've imposed. We don't know what stories a Bloomberg reporter might uncover and not report because they now have a practice of stopping themselves from reporting certain things about the candidates. So, niche player or not, you don't want to take reporters off the field and not report.
Paul Fahrey is a staff writer and reporter for The Washington Post, and Dan Kennedy is an associate professor of journalism at Northeastern University and a media critic contributor at WGBH in Boston. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.